For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Emily Berglund, the sophomore out of Thief River Falls. And Bergie, what's been your personal secret to success this year? You, first of all, are amazing at the faceoff dot, and you are leading the team in points and goals. You're just having one of those sophomore years, aren't you?
I mean, yeah, just getting the chance to play a lot more this year, I guess, and just trying to be good around the net, and that's where a lot of people seem to score the goals now in this league, so just trying to be good around the net.
How much do you practice those tip-in shots?
A lot. We do a lot of drills where we're doing that, and before, AJ will shoot, and I'll try to tip them. Just trying to get better at that, I guess.
Winning those face-off battles, what is it? Is it strength? Is it timing? Is it a combination?
Well, I guess before each game, just to see how they try to play it. Like, sometimes I'll try to hit their stick first and then play it. Otherwise, if they're just slower on the draws, I'll just try to, like, cheat a little bit. So I guess just trying to, like, read them right away.
Against North Dakota, you found yourselves down 2-0. You score the power play goal that got your team within a goal. Walk us through how that one all played out.
I'm not really sure, actually. I just saw the puck kind of laying out front, so I just kind of dove for it. I don't really remember, and I didn't know it went in right away, but then I saw everyone come over to me, so that's trying to be good around the net, I guess.
Your team scored 7 power play goals in the last 8 games. What's been the key to your success on the power play?
Just trying to, I guess, move the puck around a lot, and we practice it quite a bit, so just, like, I don't know, trying new things and just, like, giving each other, like, outlets, I guess, and trying to, like, draw people towards the middle, I guess, and trying to get the shots through, I guess, biggest thing.
Your penalty kill's also been good on the other side of things. What makes your penalty kill so tough?
We're not afraid to block shots, I guess, so just, like, I think that's a really big thing, just giving Brett less on her, and I say that's the biggest thing, yep.
Okay, North Dakota blocked 23 shots. How do you guys get past their blockers and get that to the net?
Just having people, like, drive the net or get in front of the net, I think, a little more. We play a lot of perimeter play, so we take a lot of shots from the outside, so maybe trying to, like, get a tip on it, shoot wide, and try to get a tip or something.
Your team has been so resilient. The last couple weekends, you've lost that first game. You battle back. Last weekend, you beat number 2 Minnesota Duluth in the shootout. What's it going to take to come out of a weekend and get a sweep?
I guess just coming out Friday night in the first period and trying to, like, get ahead and build the momentum right away, I think, is really big, and just playing all 60 minutes each game.
Your team outshot North Dakota 35-26. You got to be pretty happy that you guys got that many shots.
Yeah, we did play really well. It's just getting the second and third shot on each shot we get and trying to take our eyes away, I guess, is the biggest thing.
You've been centering between Emma Terrace and Riley Fawcett. What do those two players bring to your line?
We just have a lot of chemistry. We try to have fun out there and just, like, create plays off that. We feed off each other really well, I guess, and that's probably the biggest thing. We like to, yeah, cycle it and try to drive the net, I guess.
Well, one thing I noticed about Riley Fawcett is she's a grinder. She likes to get out in front of the net. And Emma, she's kind of that very calm and takes her time with the puck. What's your role between the two of them?
Yeah, I'm not sure, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I guess we all kind of play a little different, but I think that's what makes it work. And we're not afraid to, like, try different things. And we're, like, really open with each other. So if we do see something, we're not afraid to say it.
How tight knit of a group is this?
It's really close this year. And that's been a lot of, like, a big thing for us, just, like, having fun and working well together, I think.
I know Coach talks about the 3 Fs, fun, faith, and fearless. What is it about those 3 things that makes you appreciate Beaver hockey?
Yeah, the last couple of games, I guess he's been saying that, and I mean, it's really true, just, like, each one of those plays such an important role in the game, I guess, and just got to find a way to put some more pucks in the net.
You guys see yourselves as the possible team that, as you get ready for playoffs in a couple weeks, that you could be the spoiler?
Never know what can happen, I guess.
And what's it going to take to win the second game against North Dakota at the Ralph?
Well, they're very physical, I guess, so just trying to, like, play our game, try to stay out of it, and just, again, get more shots in front of the net and get it to the middle, I guess, more. We play a lot of perimeter play.
Good luck the rest of the way. Thanks so much, Bergie.
Thank you.